全。我想问一个问题。
I want to ask a question.
以弗所书有多少章？
How many chapters are there in Ephesians?
不要看。
Don't open your Bible now.
你不要讲，还有谁知道？
Who knows?
只有周围一个人知道。
Only 周围。
我只是看看你们有没有去读。
I just want to know if you have read the book or not.
那么以弗所书是保罗写的其中一封书信。
Ephesians is one of the many epistles that Paul has written.
那么这封书信是保罗在监狱里面写的一封书信。
This is a letter that Paul has written while he was in jail.
那么除了以弗所书，我们知道腓立比书也是在监狱里面所写的。
Besides the book of Ephesians, the book of Philippians are also written while he was in prison.
所以以弗所书是一本很特殊的一本书。
So the book of Ephesians is a very special one.
是一本很全面的一本书信。
It is a very comprehensive book.
那么除了罗马书以外，
Besides the book of Romans,
以弗所书可以说保罗书信当中一本最全面的一本书信。
We can say that out of all the letters of Paul's writing, the letter to the Ephesians.Is a comprehensive one.
所以当你看以弗所书的时候，
So as you read this book,
你发觉到保罗有讲到关于犹太人的事情。
We noticed that he talked about something about the Jews.
他也讲到关于外邦人的事情。
He also talked about the Gentiles.
保罗也在以弗所书里面讲到关于天，就是 heaven 的事情。
And he also talked about things about heaven.
他也讲到地上的事情。
And he also talk about things on earth.
然后以弗所书也讲到关于过去所发生的事情。
It talk about things in the past.
也讲到现在的事情。
And it talk about things of the present.
然后同时也讲到将来所要发生的事情。
Talk about things that will happen.
所以我们发觉到以弗所书真的是一封很全面的一封书信。
So we can see that the letter to the Ephesians is a comprehensive letter.
那么以弗所书一共有六章。
There are six chapters in the letter.
所以如果你读以弗所书的时候，你发觉到前面三章就是讲教义的事情。
So if you have read the letter, you notice that the first three chapters talk about doctrines.
那么前面的三章就讲到关于神旨意的奥秘。
And it talk about the secret.Of God's planning.
也讲到神关于神的恩典。
And it talk about the grace of God.
也讲到关于神如何拣选他的选民。
And it talk about the predestination of God.
也讲到神的主权。
Talk about God's sovereignty.
讲到神的选民，也就是他的教会。
His chosen people, which is His church.
所以以弗所书不只是一封充满这个教义的一本书。
So not only is this letter is a letter full of doctrines.
它也是一封实践的书信。
It also is a practical letter.
那么如果你看最后三章的话，
If you look at the last three chapters,
你会发觉到保罗在劝勉教会要有一个合而为一的心。
Paul encouraged the church to have a heart of unity.
他也劝勉信徒们要把过去旧的生活把它放弃。
It also encouraged the believers to get rid of their old way of living.
然后成为一个新造的人。
But to become a new being.
不单有这些很刺见的事情。
Not only did he talk about these practical things.
然后在书信里面也谈到关于夫妻的关系。
It also talk about the relationship between husband and wife.
也谈到这个儿女跟父母之间的关系。
The relationship between children and parents.
也谈到关于这个仆人跟主人的关系。
And the relationship between master and servant.
如果到今天的这个意思来看的话。
And if we look from today's term.
就是说 工人跟这个老板的关系。
Then it will be between the employer and the employee.
那么最后保罗也谈到这个属灵征战的事情。
And then he also talked about spiritual war.
所以你看到这本书信真的是很全面。
So you know, you can see that this letter is comprehensive.
然后除此之外这本书信也是一封灵修的书信。
And besides all that, this is also a letter of devotion.
然后特别当你看前面三章的时候。
Especially if you look at the first three chapters.
你看到的时候你会感受到这位神的恩典和他的爱。
When you look at it, you can feel God's love and His grace.
所以当你做灵修的时候你看这以弗所书的时候。
So during your devotional time, if you read the book of Ephesians,
我们能够反省，能够深思神的恩典和他的慈爱。
We can meditate and we can once again be reminded of God's love.
所以以弗所书的主题和内容。
The theme and the content of this letter.
我劝勉你把以弗所书第一章第十节把它记起来。
I encourage you to memorize.Chapter 1, verse 10.
以弗所书第一章第十节这么说，要照所安排的在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
And in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10 it says, As a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth.
所以基本上这节经文告诉我们,
So basically this verse tells us,
借着耶稣基督神成就他永恒的目的,
Through Jesus Christ, God accomplished His eternal plan.
所以以弗所书的主题基本上就是第一章第十节。
So the theme of the letter of Ephesians is verse 10.
所以神拣选他的子民来成就他的目的。
So God chose his people to accomplish his purpose.
那么这些得救的人来自神的选民，就是基督的身体或者是教会。
So the redeemed society which constitutes God's elected people is referred to as Christ's body or the church.
那么借着得救的人，神成就他的目的。
God is working out his purpose through the redeemed society.
然后借着教会，神成就他永恒的目的。
And through the church, God is working out his eternal purpose.
那么让我们回到今天的信息。
So let us come back to the preaching today.To the message today.
我们的题目就是我们多么有福气。
And the topic today is we are so blessed.
那么今天的经文是三章第一章三节到第六节。
And the scripture comes from chapter 1 verses 3 to 6.
让我们来看第三节到第六节。
Let us read or let us look at verse 3 to 6.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按照自己旨意所喜悦的，一定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得作称赞。这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
世界上有三位很富有的人。
There are three very wealthy people in the world.
他们也是世界上最富有的人。
And they are the wealthiest in the world.
世界上第一位最富有的人是 Warren Buffett.
One of them is Warren Buffett.
那么第二位是墨西哥人 Carlos Slim.
Second one is a Mexican called Carlos Slim.
然后第三是 Bill Gates.
And the third one is Bill Gates.
所以 Bill Gates 曾经是世界上最富有的人。
Bill Gates used to be the wealthiest in the world.
但是现在他已经排行第三位了。
But now he has dropped down to the third.
他们真的是很富有。
They are very wealthy.
他们每个人的财富有600亿。
Each one of them own about $60 million.
$60 billion. $60 billion 是很多很多的钱。
$60 billion is a lot of money.
如果你要知道一个 billion 有多少个零的话
，If you want to imagine how much a billion is，
那么一个 billion 就是中文是十亿，就是说有九个零。
There are 9 zeros.
那比如说一间房子的啊。一间房子的价值是50万的话。
For example, if a house costs $500,000.
那么600亿哦，可以买到120,000房子。
Then $60 billion will buy you 120,000 of this house.
所以你可以想象这个钱财是这么多。
So you can imagine how much that is.
那12万啊。12万基本上12万间房子基本上好像一个小城市这样。
So with 120,000 houses or homes like that, it would be just like a little city.
我们知道 Rolls Royce.
We heard about Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce 它的价钱大概是一两三三十五三十五万。
It costs each Rolls Royce costs about $350,000.
那么如果600亿的话，可以买到17万辆Rolls Royce.
And with $60 billion, you can purchase 170,000 Rolls Royce.
所以我们可以想象到是 Warren Buffett 跟 Carlos Slim 或者 Bill Gates 都很富有。
So you can imagine that Warren Buffett.Carlos Slim and Bill Gates are all very wealthy.
那么一般的人都很想做 Warren Buffett.
A lot of, I guess ordinary people want to be Warren Buffett.
或者是 Carlos Slim 或者这个 Bill Gates.
Or Carlos Slim or Bill Gates.
拥有这么多的财富。
To have so much wealth.
我们知道这些财富都是属世的财富。
We know that all these wealth are earthly wealth.
但是以弗所书却谈到另一种财富。
But the letter of Paul to the Ephesians talk about a different kind of wealth.
那么这种财富是属灵的财富。
These are spiritual wealth.
而且圣经里面讲到是属灵从天上来的福气。
And in the Bible it talks about the blessings that come from heaven.
那就好像第三节这么说。
Just like in verse 3 it tells us.
他说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
所以这个福气不是从世上而来的。
So these blessings did not come from earth.
而是从天上而来的。
But it came from heaven.
一般的人都认为真正的财富是从地上而来的。
Ordinarily, people thought that wealth come from earth.
但是也有人认为健康才是财富啊。
But then there are some other people that think that health is wealth.
因为没有健康的时候有这么多财富也没有什么用处。
Because without health, even if you own a lot of things, it's useless.
所以他们说的也很有道理。
So there's a saying that sounds just right.
然后我曾经见过一些得病的人。
I have seen some sick people.
他说他们会讲健康真的是比任何的东西 来的宝贵。
They would say that health is more precious than anything in the world.
但是我们发觉到还有一样财富比健康来的更重要的。
But then we notice that there is one more thing that is more important than health.
也就是属灵的财富。
And it is spiritual blessing.
那么所罗门王，我们已经看完传道书了。
We have already finished looking at Ecclesiastes.
那么所罗门王在传道书里面证明属世的财富是暂时的。
King Solomon has showed us through Ecclesiastes that earthly wealth is just temporary.
也是虚空的。
And it is meaningless.
他说一个人的一生的目的应该要纪念神，应该要敬畏神。
He said the purpose of a man should be to remember God and to fear God.
也应当去谨守他的诫命。
And also to follow his command.
可见真正的财富不是从地上而来。
So you can see, real wealth did not come from earth.
真正的财富是从天上而来。
The real wealth comes from heaven.
所以在我还没有得救，还没有信耶稣得救之前。
Before I became a believer.
那么从一个属灵的角度来看，我那个时候是一个贫穷的人。
From a spiritual point of view, I was poor at that time.
因为那个时候我也没有从天上来的那种福气。
Because I did not at that time receive any blessing from heaven.
原因就是因为我的生命里面没有耶稣基督。
It's because I do not have Jesus Christ in my life.
我圣经讲，只有耶稣基督才能够使到我们得到这个属灵的福气。
The Bible said only through Jesus Christ can we receive such blessings.
如果我们看腓立比书第四章十九节。
If we look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
然后保罗在那边讲，他说我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Paul said, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
然后如果我们看这些经文的时候，我们发觉到他说神荣耀的丰富在以基督耶稣里面。
And if you look at this verse, you will notice that he says, His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
同样的，在以弗所书第一章第三节也这么告诉我们。
And then in the same way, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 also tells us.
他说，神在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
He said, In our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms.
那么到底这个福气，这个属灵的福气是什么？
So what is spiritual blessing?
那么刚才我们所看的经文啊，就是腓立比书第四章第十九节啊，十九节跟这个以弗所书第一章第三节。
Just now when we read Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 and also Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
那么这两节经文都讲到，这个属灵的福气是在于耶稣基督。
Both of these verses tells us that the blessings is in Christ Jesus.
只有在耶稣基督里面才能够得到这个属灵的福气。
Only if it is in Christ Jesus that we can receive this spiritual blessing.
所以一个相信耶稣基督的人毕竟会得到这个属灵的福气。
So one who believes in Jesus Christ will receive this spiritual blessing.
那么特别我们在继续看第四节的时候。
Let's continue to look in verse 4.
他说神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
He says, For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
所以第一个属灵的福气就是神在还没有创造这个世界和这个天地以前，他已经拣选了我们。
So the first blessing is that before he created the world, he has already chosen us.
所以当我想到这点的时候，
So as I meditate on this,
我想到我真的是一个很有福气的人。
I realize that I am really a blessed person.
因为神在还没有创造这个天地，这个世界之前，他已经拣选了我。
Because even before this God created the heaven and the earth, he has already chosen me.
他还没有创造这个天地万物之前，他已经拣选了我。
And before he created anything, he chose me.
那比如说一个孤儿的话。
For example, an orphan.
那么有一天这个英国的女王写一封信给他。
One day, the Queen of England wrote him a letter.
那么英国的女王就在信里面告诉这个孤儿。
So in the letter, she told him.
她说你被拣选成为一个我收养的一个孩子。
He said you have been chosen to be an adopted child of mine.
那么对于这个孤儿来说是一件很荣幸的一件事情。
So to the orphan, this is a glorious event.
那么同样的，神拣选了我们也是如此。
And in the same way, God has chosen us.
那么神拣选我们都是完全出于他的恩典。
And it is only and totally through His grace.
啊，也不是因为我们有什么好的地方。
And it's not because we are good in any way.
那么神拣选我们是借助耶稣基督死在十字架上承担了我们的罪。
He chose us through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross for our sins.
但今天的经文如果我们看的话，为什么神拣选我们？
And as we look at the scripture today, why did He choose us?
神拣选我们是有目的的。
He has purpose in it.
就在第四节里面。
And it is in verse 4.
他说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，无忧瑕疵。
He said, for He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight.
如果我们回想一下这个彼得前书的话。
And if we think back to 1 Peter,
第二章第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得也谈到关于神拣选的事情。
Peter has also mentioned about predestination.
他也讲到唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们去宣扬那招你们出黑暗人奇妙光明者的美德。
He said, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
所以彼得前书讲，当神拣选我们的时候，是因为要我们成为金尊的祭司，而且是属神的子民，来达到他的目的。
And so in 1 Peter it says, when God chose us, it's because He wants us to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to accomplish His purpose.
所以他的目的就是要我们成为圣洁的国度。
So His purpose is for us to become a holy nation.
来去宣扬他的名。
To tell others about Him.
把这个荣耀归给他。
And to glorify Him.
所以当我们看这个以弗所书的时候，
So as we read Ephesians,
我们可以发觉到神的选民就是教会。
We notice that God's chosen people is the church.
所以当我们看完以弗所书第一章的时候，
So if when we finish chapter 1 of Ephesians,
我们就明白到底教会的存在是什么。
Then we will understand whyThe church exists.
教会的存在就是成为那个圣洁的国度。
The purpose of a church is to become that holy nation.
来去彰显神的荣耀。
To show God's glory.
所以，如果你是相信得救的人。
So if you are a believer, if it's a saved person.
你和我有责任过一个圣洁的生活。
You and I have the responsibility to live a holy life.
不然的话，教会就没有能力去彰显神的荣耀。
Otherwise, the church will not be able to show God's glory.
那么圣洁的生活，圣经讲是一个无有瑕疵的一个生活。
A holy life is one that is without, is blameless.
就是好像一个没有玷污的生活。
It is like one without dirt.
就好像像纸一样哦。
It's just like that.A piece of paper.
这样子是白白的。
This piece of paper is white.
没有一点玷污。
There is no dirt on it.
但是这张纸呢，却有玷污了。
But then this other piece of paper has dirt on it.
所以神要求我们过一个圣洁的生活。
So God wants us to live a holy life.
就好像这张白纸一样。
Just like this piece of paper.
所以，如果教会要荣耀神的话，
So if the church is going to glorify God,
信徒必须要过一个圣洁的生活，
Then believers must have a holy life.
那么当我们把这个以弗所书第一章看完之后
So when we finish looking at chapter 1 of Ephesians
我们会发觉到教会在神的眼中是何等的重要
We will notice how important the church is in God's eyes
如果你手上看第一章的时候
If you have opened your Bible to the first chapter of Ephesians,
我们看第二十二节、第二十三节。
Let's look at verse 21 and 23.
二十二节，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Verse 22, and God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
我们这里讲到耶稣基督是教会的头。
Here it says that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
那么所有的信徒是教会的肢体。
And all believers are members of the church.
然后让我们再看二十一节。
And let's look at verse 21.
他说远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主职的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也超过了。
It says far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
那么可见教会在世上的地位，没有任何东西可以相比。
So you can see that it's nothing comparable to the position of the church on earth.
而且神在还没有创造这个世界这个万物的时候，已经拣选了我们。
And that God has already chosen us even before He created anything.
所以你说这是不是一个极大的福气？
So can you understand and say that this is a great blessing?
神赐给我们的福气，第一就是神。在还没有创造这个万物之前，已经拣选了我们。
So the first blessing that we have received from God is that He has chosen us before His creation.
然后今天的经文也告诉我们第二个福气。
And the scripture from today also tells us the second blessing.
因为他赐给我们这个得儿子的名分。
It because He has given us the predestined us to be adopted as his sons.
你看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
又因爱我们，就按照自己的旨意所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ.
所以一个人成为基督徒以后，圣经告诉我们，他成为神的儿女。
So,As a person believing Jesus, the Bible tells us that he became the children of God.
所以为什么每次我们祷告的时候
And that's why every time when we pray,
我们称这位神为我们的天父
we call this God our Heavenly Father.
然后在我们祷告结束的时候我们说奉耶稣的名祷告
And in the closing of our prayer, we said in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以你发觉到在这个祷告前面跟后面真啊，这两件事情。
So as we see in the beginning and the end of prayer,
我们称这位神为天父。
We call this God our heavenly Father.
然后我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
And then we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
为什么我们称他们天父
？Why do we call him our heavenly Father？
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are his children.
谁？使我们成为神的儿女。
Who led us to be His children?
因为是神在基督耶稣里面拣选了我们成为他的儿女。
And it is because through Jesus Christ, God chose us.
所以我们看到这个得儿子的名分那种福气。
So we can see the blessing of becoming a child of God.
所以当耶稣基督教导门徒怎么祷告的时候
，And when Jesus taught the disciples how to pray,
他也讲我们在天上的父。
He also said our heavenly Father.
所以这个关系是一个很特殊的关系。
So this is a very special relationship.
圣经说这个是神赐给我们的一个福气。
And the Bible says this is a blessing that God has given us.
所以很多这个 孩子被领养的时候
，and as a lot of children were adopted，
啊，很多都是因为失去了父母亲
，a lot of them is because they have lost the parents，
或者是来自一个很不幸的一个家庭
，or maybe they came from a very unfortunate situation，
啊，经常这些孩子可能是来自一个很破碎的家庭
，a lot of times these children came from a broken family。
那么同样的，圣经讲到我们是被神领养回来的。
And in the Bible, it also said that we are adopted by God.
我们就好像这些失去了父母的孩子一样。
We are just like these children without parents.
我们也好像这些来自一个不幸的家庭的孩子一样。
And we are like the children who came from a broken family.
因为我们曾经是被这个罪恶捆绑。
Because we used to be bound by sin.
没有自由。
No freedom.
但是有一天，借着耶稣基督，神把我们从这个罪恶中、罪恶的捆绑中把我们拯救出来。
But through Jesus Christ, God has lifted us out of the bondage of sin.
而且使到我们得到这个儿子的名分。
And He gave us the right to be His children.
啊，不止得到这个儿子的名分。
Not only are we called His children.
神也在基督里赐给我们他的基业。
He has also given us His inheritance in Christ Jesus.
如果我们看下去的时候，我们就明白。
If we continue to look, then we understand.
那么得儿子这个名分啊，有两个意思。
To be called the children of God has two meanings.
啊，一个就是现在的名分。
It is the one of them is the present adoption.
另外一个是将来的名分。
And then there is a future adoption.
所以当一个人相信啊耶稣得救之后啊之前。
Before a person was saved and believed,
他是经历过一个重生的经历。
As a person became a believer, he experienced born again and he's regenerated.
然后他成为神的儿女。
And he became the children of God.
这个现象，这个名分哦，就好像主耶稣跟这个尼哥底母对话的时候
，And so this came just as Jesus was talking to Nicodemus.
那么他向尼哥底母讲
，He told him, he told Nicodemus,
你必须重生才能够进神的国。
He said, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God.
所以在神还没有使一个人得到这个儿子的名分之前那个时候。
And so before a person can be called the son of God, the child of God,
他必须重生。
He must be born again.
那么圣灵必须进入他的生命，使他成为一个新造的人。
The Holy Spirit must enter to make him a new being.
那么在一个人还没有重生之前呢
？And before he is born again,
他根本不认识神。
He doesn't even know God.
他是与神敌对的。
He is the enemy of God.
因为他选择活在这个罪恶当中。
Because he chose to live in sin.
所以一个人相信耶稣得救之后
，So as a person believe in Jesus and is saved.
那么他就得到这个儿子的名分。
Then he can be called child of God.
但这个名分还没有完成。
But it is not complete yet.
要等到耶稣再来的时候，才真正的。完成。
This will become complete when Jesus comes back.
罗马书第八章第二十二节、二十三节讲得很清楚。
And in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 22 and 23, explain clearly.
那边讲到，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息、劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是。自己心里叹气，等候得儿子的名分，乃是我们身体的得处。
We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
所以这两节经文讲到我们这个属世的身体。正在叹息，而且等候这个得儿子的名分。
And so from these two verses, it's telling us that our physical being is groaning, waiting for our adoptions as sons.
我们正在等待这个等待着这个荣耀的身体。
We are waiting on that glorious body.
也就是这个儿子的名分。
And it is, to be adopted as sons.
所以刚才我讲到这个儿子的名分有两部分。
So just now I explained that there are two parts to this adoption.
一部分就是现在的名分。
The first one is the present one.
所以当一个人相信耶稣基督之后，
So as a person believing in Jesus Christ,
他得到这个现在的名分。
He got the present adoption.
那么当他耶稣基督再来的时候，
And when Jesus comes back again in the future,
他会得到这个将来的名分。
Then he will receive then the future adoption.
所以如果你是一个相信得救的人，
So if you are a believer and have been saved,
你想象到这个福气是何等的大。
You can imagine how great this blessing is.
世界上没有任何的事情可以跟这个福气相比。
There is nothing comparable on earth to this blessing.
所以身为一位基督徒，
So being a Christian,
我们应该存着一个感恩的心。
We must have a thankful heart.
因为神在还没有创造这个世界之前，他还没有创造这个万物之前，他已经拣选了我们。
Because before creation, God has chosen us.
他拣选了我们成为他的儿女。
He chose us to be his children.
所以这个是很大的福分。
So this is a great blessing.
所以当我想到这点的时候，
So as I meditate on this,
Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim 跟这个 Bill Gates 的财富不能够跟这个福气相比。
None of the wealth of Warren Buffett,Carlos Slim or Bill Gates can compare with this blessing.
让我们重新起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们这个属灵的福气。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this spiritual blessing.
在你还没有创造这个天地万物之前，已经拣选了我们。
You have chosen us even before creation.
拣选我们成为你的儿女。
You have chosen us to be your children.
这是何等大的福分。
And this is such a great blessing.
但是你说你拣选我们是有你的原因。
But Lord, you said you chose us for a purpose.
也就是让我们在这个世界上过一个圣洁的生活，彰显你的荣耀。
And it is for us to live a holy life to exemplify your glory.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
求主帮助我们存着一个感恩的心来过一个圣洁的生活。
Help us to live a holy life with a thankful heart.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.